And welcome back to Whispering Ashes Part 2.
Don't say welcome.
How you guys doing?
Don't say that.
He's happy to be here. Can you like, can you believe that? That
get your face in that camera, Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Can you see him?
You see him? It's a fucking cross of blood.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, but that's what we're going to be talking about this time. Yeah, just as a bit of a warning for people coming into this, you know, for it, if you know us already, last year for October, we make it a bit spookier around here, and we're doing that again. Last time it was a bit sci-fi. This time it is based on religious cults. So if that's something that freaks you out a bit too much, I just want you to be aware of that as you're going into it.
Oh, good. So yeah. I should leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I would also like to leave. you know that thing of like barbarians were like, I would like to rage. I would like to leave.
I am going to be religious and abstain from this game.
Yeah, I actually, this is against my religion. My religion of, please stop, Ryan.
So last year, I locked the guys in a cabin for a weekend while we did this.
Yep.
This time, I thought about renting out a church because I thought that would be good. But I decided, no, I'm going to lock them in my house. So,
which is also a church.
Worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also a church.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing Bible studies and everything. Each other's makeup.
Deuteronomy 2:48.
What is that, Dylan?
Fuck Ryan until he verily decides that this world shall not be subjected to his torture and punishment.
No. No, that's not how that works. No. But to start out, I think that's actually quite apt that we're talking about religion and everything, because I think I would like for you two, my children that have come into this, to repent of your nerd sins. What are the worst sins that you guys have committed in nerddom that you need to come clean about?
I don't know.
I know what mine is, actually. It's actually only... This has come up quite a bit on actually other podcasts and stuff that I've done. Probably a lot of our listeners don't know about it, but it came up when I was coming to collect you for this earlier. Jim,
in the vehicle,
but your wife was watching Star Trek, and I've just never been into Star Trek at all. I think I've watched maybe 4 or 5 episodes as they've been like on in the back when I was like staying up like really late playing Age of Empires 2 until like 6 in the morning.
Yeah,
like just for some reason Star Trek would be on, and I'd put it on because it's the only thing that was like bearable, and I didn't enjoy watching it, and I never have.
Oh,
and disgusting. You know the real sin there is he's like, your wife was watching Star Trek, instead of saying your wife was watching Voyager like you should.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is if there is a difference.
You deserve everything that's coming to
it's
you.
It's funny because that was going to be my question. Then he said he'd never watch it, and I was like, well, he's not the right one to ask then. So she's a Voyager fan, huh?
Yeah, 100%. I'm a Voyager fan. It's the best one.
It is. It's very good. Well, I don't know about best.
I mean, Captain Janeway.
Yeah.
I didn't know that because she said that earlier. I wouldn't have known that otherwise.
Janeway is the best captain, hands down.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody's going to be mad, right?
Is that my sin? Can that count as my sin?
That cannot count as your sin. Tell us, repent of your sin, Jim.
Oh, I don't know. When I was a young lad.
You've been playing Tears of the Kingdom for like a week now. What terrible things have you done to the Koroks?
I accidentally put one into the stratosphere, but that's because the rockets are ambiguous as to which way they ignite.
It's really hard to know, yeah.
Also, if you guys are listening to this at Halloween time, remember Tears of the Kingdom? Is that going to still be a thing?
I'm sure it's Breath of the Wild was still a thing until last week.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Fuck, I don't know. Dylan, you know me well. I used to be a bit gatekeepery with my nerd likes.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you like that? Like,
it took me a long time to recognize that in myself and then get rid of it.
What were you snobby about?
Oh, like, well, the big three, like fucking Star Wars, Marvel, and Lord of the Rings. Like, let me tell you about fucking, you know, the Silmarillion.
Well, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Fuck those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not me anymore. That's not me
anymore.
That's
a good repentance, Jim. That's a good repentance.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, mine was along the same lines as Dylan, which is that, man, I talk a big game about Avatar The Last Airbender, but, like, I have never watched Legend of Korra. Like,
it's pretty good. Yeah. I haven't finished it, but, like, what I've watched, I've liked.
But
there's that gatekeeping urge rising.
Yeah. See?
But you should.
Yeah, don't you want to run an really Avatar game for us at one point?
I do. That's the thing. I talk a big Avatar game, but, like...
Yeah, but no. To be fair on that, and I'm just procrastinating because I really don't want to get.
Oh,
into
keep
this.
It. Yeah, keep yeah, the no, procrastination so I'm like, I'm going. Just keep like, doing let's this run out okay. the clock.
Like I think that's I would have almost said this for myself as like I would call myself like a big gamer and stuff, but like I've bought like two games that are like new yeah. releases, like. Ever. Tears of the Kingdom just there, and that was like a week later, and Final Fantasy VII, the remake.
Shouldn't matter.
I just like
and that it shouldn't and matter. It should, yeah. And I know it doesn't, but yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I think when it comes down to it, like it doesn't actually matter because like all that matters is like, oh yeah, I'm a fan of this.
Yeah.
You don't need to yeah. qualify anything.
I mean, when you were younger, right? The person who sits there playing Pac-Man on a fucking yeah. twiddly-doo is the same as the person who has every.
Yeah.
When you guys were younger, release, like, you know, or even I don't know, last week or younger, but did you ever do that thing of like people start talking about a game or a movie or book, and you like lie because you don't want to?
Oh yeah,
people to know that you haven't actually played yeah, yeah. it or you haven't.
And you're trying to hedge
it.
All your answers.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I loved that bit.
It feels very much like that IT Crowd episode of like.
Oh yeah, yeah. The problem with Arsenal is they always try to walk it in.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I like. I'm not good at lying,
fair
so
enough.
I don't think I'd ever get away with it. And my repentance sin thing was literally that I've never watched something.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm very happy to say yeah. no. I'm not interested in things. I'll put my hand up and say I have possibly done that back in the past, but like at least for the last like 5 or 6 years, even when people like bring up football in that instance, I'm very quick to be like, I actually don't care about football.
Yeah, fair.
And it's just like I'm not going to like. Put myself into a situation that I don't want to be in that's awkward for everyone.
a job I worked in when I worked
this is great procrastination yeah, this. Yeah, for sure. Don't quit any of this out right.
there was a job I worked in a lot. I won't say which one it is because the person will know I'm talking about them, but somebody brought up a very popular TV show with me, and I don't know why I did it, but I was like, yeah, I love it. And it was their only topic of conversation for like 6 months. I had to dance the line of being like,
that's too cringy.
And I tried to walk it back, and I was like, I've only actually seen season one. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. What did you think? And I'd be like, whoa, oh, I gotta go do this. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Rough. And I don't know what, it was because it was a night shift, and I was like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I kind of said yeah before I knew what I was saying yeah to. I thought they were saying, oh, do you know it? And then I just, the whole thing just fucking snowballed on me. And
yeah, and then you're too socially awkward to be like, oh, no, wait, sorry, I meant to say.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't really yeah, yeah. listening to you. Like, it's 4 in the morning.
I'm one answer in and I'm already in too deep.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, and then I went to the wiki and I read the whole synopsis of the whole show so I'd have slightly more of it. Anyway.
Now that's even worse.
You yeah. should have just watched it.
Though. Yeah. It's not a show I'd have any interest in.
It's like Married with Children. That's all he talked about every shift.
8 simple rules.
Remember when Al was really mean to his wife?
So, for that, we need you all to, since you have repented. Now, you know, there you make amends for this.
Fucking hate you.
And you will make amends by playing through 4 episodes of Whispering Ashes. Yay!
Ooh. How did he get more episodes?
I don't know.
How did he get more?
We agreed to this fucking schedule as well.
Yeah, I know. I got 3 last year. Now I get 4. This yeah. is great. So, for the listeners at home, all you big D&D heads out there, you may hear things that are a little bit different, some tables and some roles that don't really make any sense to you. And that is because we are actually playing a different system.
This ain't D&D no more.
Yeah, it's very, very similar, so I feel like if you... Yeah, that was strange. If you do play a lot of D&D, it's not like you're going to be confused.
Yeah, it's the same concept.
It's the same concept and everything, but we actually are using... Similar to last year, how I took D&D and put it in a setting that was not D&D friendly at all. In the same way, I am taking the Alien RPG system and putting it in Louisiana. So
it's a match made in heaven.
Is it space
really?
Louisiana?
It's not space Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Ugh. So you'll hear some different things, but it fits well for horror and stress and, you know, all yeah. that. So.
And it takes me a good 3 years to learn any system. So you can learn with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you barely know D&D at this point.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to tell stories.
Yeah.
Like, these dice.
Yeah. There's a lot of there's a lot of stress and panic and stuff in this, which is
the game actually worrying, stress, you,
frankly terrifying.
Yeah.
The game is literally designed to stress you.
It has a stress engine in it.
Yeah.
Like, it actually has a mechanic for your stress.
Yeah, which is really cool.
It is. It's very
fun. But also,
fun.
Not cool and bad. And makes
very much not cool
and
very
me
much bad.
Upset and scared in my heart.
Yeah. So we'll explain it more as we go, but just, you know, some highlights to throw out there. There is the stress engine. There is a panic roll and a mechanic table that will play in with things. And then there is also a critical injuries table, which will, I imagine, come into play in this. So you're welcome.
We all know it's going to.
Yeah.
But when you hear things, there will just be slightly different names. Like we may say like mobility, which is the same as, you know,
dexterity.
Dexterity check and things like that. So yeah.
There's strength, which is the same.
There is. There's strength.
Yeah.
There's also piloting. That's the... Oh, wait.
Yeah. Piloting is great for Space Louisiana.
Yeah. So, with that, are we ready to get going?
Is there anything we can procrastinate more of it, Jim?
No, there isn't.
You guys can't see it.
Well, maybe,
but Ryan
maybe they
has
can.
Gone his done his absolute best to make this side of the room as fucking scary. Oh, yeah. I won't say what I'm seeing in case it's a spoiler. I'm assuming it's going to be.
The name of this episode is The Cult, so...
Right, there is a huge picture of a cult on this wall.
Yeah, he's actually superimposed our faces onto it.
And he's uplit the whole thing red. If you came to our live show, that's what... It's not a welcoming or friendly environment. And that's why I'm doing this. This is why I'm procrastinating.
But now, the procrastination is done. So, with that, I think we'll get going. So... Dylan, you can actually sit back for a little bit.
But so what I was thinking about...
My safe word...
Why do you think I should watch Star Trek, Jim?
It's just... No. It's good. It doesn't...
Mute his mic.
My safe word is think.
See, the good thing is, Dylan, you actually get to sit back for this part. It's just me and Jim.
Well, fuck.
I love... My favorite thing about Whispering Ashes is that Ryan just fucks with Jim all the time. And
he sent me messages being like, I'm going to do it again. Is that all right?
Yeah, I did say
like
that.
Like last time he was like, oh, what? Like last time he's like, what element of Jim's life can I really zone in on here?
No, stop procrastinating. Now I know I'm not in the firing zone. I'm
all
for it.
Now you
want to
hear.
Yeah,
now you
want to
hear.
Shut up, Jim.
Yeah.
I'll get you in this game.
So, scary music. You can come back now. Jim, it's finally time. You can do it. You've been prepping for this. The dust from underneath your bed, you feel it in your lungs and you're trying your best not to cough as you hear the door creak open, but you are just staying as silent as you can. Jim, you've got to stay silent. You can't let them see you. Roll for me. You've got to roll mobility to stay silent here.
Oh, okay, that's a success.
Okay, they don't see you. You hear as voices start to say, she's not in here. I don't see her. Where's she gone? Oh, she's tied a bed sheet. She's tied a bed sheet. She's gone out the window. Everybody, get you down there. She's tied a bed sheet. She's crawling out the window. Go down.
Oh, God.
It's time, Jim. You've got to go. You've got to run across. You know that they were doing construction in there. It's got to be in there. You've prepped for this. You can do it. Run, you run down the hallway.
I run as fast as I fucking can.
You get into there and you see all the construction there. I need you to do an observation check for me. You've got to find it. You've got to find it quick.
You got to find your will to live, Jim.
Yeah, no, well gone. Well gone, Dylan. That is a success.
You find it. There it is. The spool of piano wire. Exactly what you've been looking for. You can do this. Back out into the hallway. And there you see, as you look over the stair, the double staircases.
Yeah.
Come on. It'll be okay. You got to do this quickly. Jim, do the mobility. You've got to tie this as quick as you can to the banister.
Oh, yeah.
I succeed. I don't want to, but I succeed.
The wire cuts into your hands, and you look as some of your blood drips down onto your wrists. But you've done it. You take the other end, and you tie it onto the stone statue. You'll be able to break out of here. You'll be able to get free. You can make it. You can make it. You just gotta use all your strength. Come on. You've gotta shove this statue over the edge.
Okay, right. Fuck. Just strength.
Yeah? Just a strength roll for me.
That's a fail. I'm a push it.
You can push it.
Okay, take a stress die. Oh, God, I am stressed. Okay, that's it. A success.
It's perfect. And you hear as they begin to see you and they shout, "She's up there! We can see her! Ah, what's she doing? Stop her! Stop her!" And you turn and you look down the hallway toward the mirror and you see, dressed in white, a middle-aged woman who looks sad with her makeup run down her face. And as the statue begins to shove over the edge, you take one last breath and put the loop around your neck.
Jesus fuck.
The statue crashes to the ground. And you hear, as it bounces back, "Ring, ring, 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 You jolt awake, your alarm going off.
Bad dream. Okay, coffee. Straight up. Coffee.
So you find yourself at home, in your bed, next to your wife. With sweat drenching you, you turn and you look at the mirror beside you and you see... Well, tell us what you see. Who are you, Jim?
My name is Gordon. I'm Gordon James. I'm exactly what you'd expect. I'm an old cop. I've been... around the block.
Gordon James.
Yeah, I needed something to cling to in this. I said, who can deal with this? Gordon James can deal with this. Kind of haggard, you know, bit of 5 a.m. shadow. I was up last night going through some casework, some cases, you know, doing a bit of filing, just looking back on some old jobs I had done. But yeah, bags under my eyes from that. Kind of regret setting the alarm so early, but as I said, coffee is going to be the thing that gets me through this. I'm not unaccustomed to bad dreams, you know. I'm a cop in the city. I've seen some shit, like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And beside you, just beginning to wake up to the sound of the alarm and seeing what is becoming a very normal sight of her husband stressed and jolting awake, who do we see on the other side?
You see Isabel Keen, too proud to ever kind of take her husband's name. She's kind of always strive to be her own person, and she's a bit of a perfectionist. She too has also been awake quite late. She had a long shift at the hospital where she is a doctor. And so she only kind of got in late as well. You know, hadn't kind of, she's used to Gordon staying up late. She kind of has thought nothing of it and is kind of used to also him getting up early and doing things. She kind of is not really paying much attention to Gordon kind of doing his thing. She kind of just assumes that it's part of his routine, like whatever he needs to do to kind of get through his day, that's his business. As for me, I'm going to, you know, try and sleep in a little bit. I think it's very important for my health. I'm going to look after myself that way. I am around the same age as Gordon. I've like, you know, long hair, but generally right now it's loose, but generally it's kind of pulled tight into like a ponytail. And yeah, kind of like, you know, I think Isabel, when she's upright and standing, is kind of like holds herself with like, you know, a lot of self-discipline and self-confidence that she kind of like has to remind herself sometimes to like, and like forces herself to be kind of that way. Yeah. But yeah, she kind of like looks over to where Gordon is kind of like muttering about or doing whatever. Is like, can you please turn off the alarm? You haven't snoozed it again, have you?
No, I haven't. But look, you're still in the bed. It's like 2 foot from you. Come on, I'm on the other side of the room here.
I was just asking a question.
Fine, whatever. Stalk over to that side of the room. Slam the alarm. There you go. Not snoozed.
Thank you.
So, today is the 15th of February.
Happy birthday to me in real life.
Yeah, happy birthday to my real wife as well. Yeah. Fucking thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome. But yesterday was Valentine's Day.
What did you all do?
I worked a case.
Yeah, I was working a shift at the hospital. I'm not gonna take a day off. I mean, we've been married, what, like 25 years now?
They don't have the manpower at the station at the moment to facilitate me taking that off. So, you understand.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I was on nights this week, and that's just how it was.
We'll make it up somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
The one person that did go out last night is your 19-year-old daughter, Allison. And, you know, Gordon, you think to yourself, I don't remember hearing her come in last night.
Yeah, I'm going to just go check, see, knock on her room door.
Yeah, there's no answer at all.
Ali, you in there?
Yeah, no response at all. You know, it's not... You know she had a Tinder date last night, and it was a first date, so it's very unlike her not to come home. But, I mean, she could have stayed out, but she would have at least texted you.
Yeah, I'll just give her a buzz.
Yeah, there's no text on your phone when you grab it. And so you're going to give her a call?
Oh, yeah.
There is actually no ring. The phone is off. Yeah, exactly.
That's weird. Have you heard from Ali?
No, she would have. Why?
She's not here, and her phone seems to be off.
I check my phone to see if there's any message or anything.
Yeah, on your phone, you know, you've got a lot of news notifications because you are one of those people that loves to still get the notifications for the headlines. Lots of things about energy shortages, you know, upcoming wars, all that normal gloom and doom and grim, everything that you love to see on your phone, but no text messages from her.
Yeah, no texts. Did you? I also then try to call her.
Yeah, phone is dead. No, anything.
Would she have given us any information about who she was meeting, or do we know who her friends are?
You know her friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I'll call Darren then.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Mr. M?
Hey, Darren, listen, you know, you can just call me. That's not my name. You can just call me Gordon.
Whatever you say, Mr. M.
Christ, these kids.
It's really chirpy for like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to sleep yet.
It's not 5 a.m., right, is it?
I don't know. Whatever time you have your alarm set for.
Like 5:30 or something.
That's a reasonable, yeah.
Hey, listen.
I was getting up to go to the gym, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Listen, you haven't seen Ali. Have you ever heard from her? She didn't come home last night.
No, I mean, I asked her if she wanted to go, you know, out with me last night. But you know how it is. Like, I've never been the one that she's looking for, Mr. M.
Oh my God. the teen drama.
God, I should care, but don't.
But yeah, like,
do you know who she was with? Do you know where she went?
She had some Tinder date. Like, she showed us, like, you know, a couple pictures. She didn't send them to me. I don't. But she just showed them to us last time. Like, we were all hanging out. Some dude she's been talking to for a little bit. I know it was like a first date for him.
Did she have a name for him, or did you know where they were going?
I don't know, Mr. M.
Can you think of somewhere? Like, it seems like her phone is dead. Maybe she forgot her charger.
There's that new spot. There's that new bar. I bet they went there. That's on Shelby Street. You know, there's that new bar. It's called Savages.
Okay. You think she might have gone there?
I mean, that's pretty much where everybody goes for.
What about Susie's house? She wouldn't have gone back to Susie's, would she?
Is that closer, I don't know,
to Savages?
Susie also doesn't let me in her house late at night, Mr. M. You know how it goes.
Maybe you should find other friends.
I mean, you called one of, like, you know, one of the dudes. I imagine none of us dudes are going to know her.
Right. Do you know what, Darren? Look, thanks for the help. I'll talk to you later. Bleep. Hang up on him. Susie.
Well? Oh, hi, Gordon.
Hey, Suze. How are you?
Good.
That's good. Listen, I'm
oh
just
Oh my
looking,
God, why are you calling me?
Yeah, just to brighten up my day, Susie.
Is it because you know you still owe me a coffee?
No, I have no memory of that, Susie.
Speakerphone, please.
Okay. Fine. Speaker.
Hello? Whoa, I can kind of hear myself. Wild.
Hi, Susie. Yeah, you're on speakerphone here.
Hi, Isabel. How are you?
Good, thanks. Have you heard from...
Have you been going to the gym like you said you were going to?
Yeah, have you heard from Allison?
Allison? No, she had like a date last night.
We know.
Yeah?
Do you know where she is or where she went?
Well, yeah, she went to Savage's. You know, that's where everybody's going.
Okay, and when have you heard from her last?
She told us she was going to go on the date. To be fair, yeah, it's kind of weird. She didn't actually, like, text me to say how it was going, which I thought was pretty rude. Maybe it went that well, you know?
Okay, well, this is too much information that I need to
that's
know.
That's enough out of you, Susie. Yeah. Listen, tell your mother we were but, asking like, for her. I hang
it
up
was
on
a first
Susie.
Date, though.
I hang up on Susie. Beep, beep, beep.
Fine. What does your morning look like? Can you go down to this?
Yeah, that's fine. I can get Thompson to watch my first shift. Yeah, hold on. I ring Thompson.
Hey, what's up, Gordon?
Hey, Tommy. Listen, I got my kids gone to ground. I gotta throw my head down. You heard about this bar, Savages? I think it was down on Shelby Street.
Yeah, that's where all the kids are hanging out.
Yeah, how like
Alley? What's happened to Alley?
Well, no, Shelby Street.
No, you said Alley. Something's happened to you.
Oh, Alley. Sorry, I thought you meant like Alley is in between buildings. No, yeah. Yeah, no, she
like your daughter
went out on a Tinder date and hasn't shown up again. Phone's dead. So
that's not like her.
No, not at all. Right?
No, she didn't text me like or anything. You know, being her godfather, like I picked her up when she's drunk a few times. You know,
right?
I just decided. Hey, there you go.
Circle back around to that.
Now,
later.
Now you're Catholic. So.
Christ. Okay.
Is Godfather only a Catholic thing?
It is, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Or an Italian thing, I guess. But I think it's not.
Right. yeah, okay. I'm Catholic. Christ. Okay. Yeah, look, can you cover the morning shift? I'll meet you back. Do you know what? Look, I'll go check this out, and then I'll loop around and meet you on Smithfield, because you'll be around there by the time I'm done, right?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Right, yeah. Here, look, I coffee's on me. Boop, 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 boop. Hanging up on people is my thing. yeah, look.
Thompson's used to it.
Seemingly she's down in this Savages place. I don't know. These kids and their fucking names. I'm going to swing around, see if I can't find her, find word of her. Fuck, I'll pull the security footage if I have to. But, I mean, look, we'll find her anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well,
are you working today or?
Well, I'm on night, so I'm not back. Not going until like 7 tonight, so I was planning on sleeping in, maybe finally going to the gym, but we can...
Well, it's on the way if you want to come.
Yeah, well, of course I'm going to come.
We just save the petrol and not take the two cars. Like.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, fine. Well, no, tell you what, I'll take the car because in case we need to find her and then we go, yeah.
Yeah, look, whatever, fuck it, it doesn't matter. Let's just go,
yeah,
all right?
Fine.
This thing
yeah,
is
I'm,
what,
I'm
like,
going.
It's
yeah.
4 blocks away? Fuck. All right, yeah, in the car.
I can add sound effects later.
But I'm doing it.
Wait, they're already done. They're saving you a job.
Thank you. Yeah, you get there, and they're actually, because it's 5:30 in the morning, they're cleaning up, you know, from the previous night, you know, and they're pretty tired.
Hello, anybody in here?
Hello.
Hey, listen, funny.
Sorry, we're closed.
Yeah, no, police.
Oh, okay. Sorry, sir. And hey, police here.
Look, I don't. It's fine. Look, I'm just looking for my daughter.
You
I'll
see,
blind
like
eye that.
Some people kind of shuffling, everything. You know, as you would like at a
yeah,
kind of dodgy bar.
Yeah, police show up at 5:30 in the morning. You're still at a bar. You don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, look, fucking, let's just make this easy. So, my daughter was here last night on a Tinder date. Haven't heard from her. Give a brief description of her. You seen her? Well, or show a picture of her on my phone. We live in the future. It's not D&D.
Yeah. Yeah, when you first described it, he's like, well, that's a lot of them. Show a picture of her. Oh, her.
What do you mean, oh, her?
I mean, that, for one, you just said your daughter's 19.
Yeah.
So, clearly was using a fake ID to get in here. So
look, are you going to help us or not?
Yeah. Like, did I ask if she used a fake ID?
Yeah, she was drunk off her head.
That Doesn't sound like her.
And then we found that she had a fake ID, so yeah, we kicked her and that boy out of here.
What did he look like? What was his story?
Pretty normal dude wearing a flannel shirt, because apparently that's what you should wear on a date. Dude looked not very cool, but like,
can you get me a photo of him? Just snap one there off the fucking security.
Did you take his ID?
Yeah.
You want security footage?
Yeah.
Do you have a warrant?
I look really pointedly at the guys shuffling around in the background and be like, do I need one?
And he steps back and grabs the door, so now you're not actually in the bar. Like, it's not open anymore. Like, he's back in and he said, I think you may need to come back later.
I mean, if I do, I won't be alone.
That's fine.
Do I start this game now? Isabel, do you have a medical equipment with you?
I've just got my first aid kit in the car.
I'm going to try and just hard man the door into him a bit. Like, try and hit him with the door.
Okay, make a close combat roll.
Shit.
I'm a cop.
Obviously, you're a cop in America. Your first instinct is brutality.
Violence. That's a fail, but I'm going to push it.
You're stressed. That's fine.
I'm a bit stressed. Yeah, I mean, if I get caught doing this, I'm in trouble. Like.
So what he's doing now is pushing a roll, which allows you to add a level of stress, which is an extra dice, and re-roll it.
Nice.
And it worked.
It worked.
Yes. I managed to rough off the door into his face.
Yeah, so you hit him in the head with it. He's like, hey, 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 hey. And immediately you hear, hey, what's going on? And this huge guy is like, my name's Danny. And I'm the owner here. What's going on?
Hey, Danny. Nice to see somebody who, you know, might actually help me out here. Listen, my daughter was here last night. Apparently she caused, you know, a bit of fucking trouble with a fake ID. She's gone to ground and you guys are the last point of contact. So unless you want a lot of heat down here and a missing persons investigation, I probably just I just need a picture of the dude she was with.
You've got a teenage daughter that went on a date, has disappeared, and you're automatically trying to hunt this dude down?
Nope.
You think that maybe your daughter is just...
I think...
A bit of a ruffian?
I think it's
doing
probably...
Doing what she wants to?
None of your fucking business. What I need is to find my daughter.
So, yeah, go ahead and roll manipulation for me with that.
Rolling with my stress dice, because it's still a stressful situation. That's two sixes.
Nice. So you can stunt that, actually, which...
Yes, I'm going to stunt with that. I think with manipulation, I can ask him to go above and beyond on this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Danny's like, yeah, look, we're a brand new place. We're not really trying to get any heat here. But you understand, we've got to, like, keep a reputation with everyone. But look, let me just go check and see what I can pull.
Yeah, look, I appreciate that, Danny. I'm not trying to bring any heat down on you, but this is important. You know, you understand.
Yeah, why don't you just come back with me? Just look at the cameras with me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And this is me metagaming that he's going above and beyond for me. He's not going to...
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'd be able to tell that, like, he's,
my
like,
my intuition as a cop
now
would be like, he just wants me away from the building, if that's what it takes. Yeah, for sure. I'll go and look at the CCTV.
Danny says to you, listen, like, it's actually better for me if you're back there looking rather than out here where everybody can see.
Yeah, for sure. I put the badge... I nod to him and put the badge on the inside pocket.
So
I imagine I just look like a cop anyway, though. So,
yeah. So he scrubs through, and you see your daughter come in, and you see her sitting, and you see her chatting with a guy. He seems like someone her age, nice guy. They're getting along, everything like that. And suddenly she begins to get really, really, really drunk. Just out of nowhere, she's had drink.
As a cop, I know that she's just been spiked. Right.
And the guy seems to be getting, like, weirded out by how she's acting.
The dude she's on the date with?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you notice that he begins to get incredibly drunk as well.
Oh. Okay. I scrub forward.
Yeah. They are getting belligerent. She ends up slapping him out of nowhere. Fight kind of ensues, not like just verbal, him being like, what is going on, but it's drunk, is falling into people are kind of shoving him, the bouncers come and grab him and throw him out.
I scrub backwards and follow the drinks.
Yeah, so I need you to roll observation for me.
That is not a success. But I am getting more stressed because I can see this shit happening to my daughter, so I'm going to push it.
Fuck.
Still not a success.
Okay.
Now I'm stressed.
Unfortunately, it just seems like the server brings them their drinks. No one comes to their table at any point during that. The guy never reaches over to his drink or to her drink. He actually seems like quite a gentleman. And up until the point where they get thrown out, that's all you have to go by.
It's just the last drink. They don't order another drink.
They only have one drink the entire time, each of them.
And it's only them. I can't see anyone else in the bar acting like this.
No.
Danny, listen, you got to be seeing the same thing I'm seeing here. I mean, you own a bar. You know what's happening here.
Now, let me ask you something. You're going to know your daughter. Is this maybe her first drink she's ever had?
No. No, it's not. You should meet her friend Susie. It's not her first drink.
Susie, she comes in here all the time. You saying she's underage too?
Nah, she's a few years older.
Oh, okay. Worried about my license here.
Yeah, maybe, you know, get one of those new ID scanners, you know? They're not that expensive and they really... Yeah. They let you know when it's fake, you know?
Yeah. Now, I wish I could tell you anything about regulars or anything like that coming in, but I haven't.
Talk to me about your barman.
Here's the thing, actually. When we kick people out, we tend to take their IDs. So...
It's a fake ID, though.
It is a fake ID, but...
Yeah.
He might have used the same name.
In that case, look, I'd love that if you have it.
Yeah. So he goes and he talks with the bartenders and they go and look through, you know, the fake IDs.
Do you know what? Here, actually, just, I'm going to take all of them. Just get them off the street and look, consider it a favor from the bar to the police department that you guys have been collecting these for us.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's great.
I get all the fake IDs.
And your name was Gordon, right?
Gordon. Yeah. Gordon James.
Yeah. So... Gordon, is James your middle name or your...
It's just Gordon James. It's my name.
Okay, well, you're also Mr. M earlier.
Yeah. So. I don't like that. Okay, fine. Look, I told out the police ID. It's like, it's Gordon James Morris.
All right. So it's like one of them hyphenated names.
Yeah, you can just call me GJM if you want. Or Jim.
Jim.
Yeah, thanks. So yeah, it gives you the whole ream of the IDs.
And listen, before we go, do you mind if I have a word with the barman? Just try and find them what's happened with these drinks.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, cool. I go find Slizzy D or whatever his name is.
Hey, my name is Martha.
Martha. All right, Martha, listen to me.
My name's Martha.
Why'd you say that name?
That's why I picked it.
Martha, listen.
It was either going to be that or Ivy.
Martha Ivy.
So you're saying Ivy is poisoning people at this bar?
See, that's what I was afraid you all would jump to. That's why I didn't do it.
Well, we've jumped. Now it's him.
Well, now it's Martha.
Martha, listen. Yeah. My daughter was in here with a date last night and...
Ooh, good for her.
Yeah. Listen, somebody spiked their drink, and on the CCTV, it looks like it came direct from you. You want to talk to me about that?
I think from the CCTV, it said one of our servers delivered it, right?
Did it?
Yeah. But,
okay. So, yeah. Where's the server? Also, don't go away. Where's the server?
Yeah, that would have been my twin sister that has the same...
entire bar here, right?
Yeah. That would have been my twin sister that also has the same voice.
Yeah, I'm looking at the staff list. Larta? Larta? Yeah. What, you guys Swedish? What is this?
Martha and Larta.
You're from the fjords.
The Swedish chef comes out of the back room. Larta. Hey, Martha. One of you two is probably in a bit of trouble here. I need somebody to explain to me what happened to this drink. And I pull up the footage that I've downloaded onto my phone and show them.
Yeah, nothing. Like, we have no idea who that girl is. We don't. No, we're just delivering drinks. You can check our taps. You can check everything.
Can I bring Isabel into the situation? And be like, hey, look, what do you make of this? You're medical.
Yeah, I probably, because you've been in there for a while, I've probably gotten quite impatient and have come in probably maybe around this time.
Yeah.
Gordon, what's the hold up here? What's going on?
Look, something's going on. It looks to me like something's been dropped in their drinks. I scrubbed through the footage to show her.
As a doctor in a hospital in this city, do I know of, has there been reports of, like, I've had to, like, pump stomachs at night from people? Have there been people who've been, like, brought into hospital?
No, there's not been anything like that.
Okay.
That you know of.
So it could be, like, a myriad of different things.
Yeah.
Look, they left here in a state. Can you ring the hospital and see if they ended up in A&E or something like that?
Well, I mean, I was... Yeah, okay, fine.
Bring, 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 bring.
Yeah, somebody from the hospital answers.
Bartha, is that you?
Oh, God. Hey, dude. My name's Bart.
No. Don't
have a cow, okay? But look, real quickly, can you just... I'm sure you would have told me straight away, but is there any chance that Allison was brought in last night?
Allison, no. Like... No, I haven't seen anything like that. And from what you're describing, we always get a couple people in, a couple girls end up like that. Like, there was actually one guy that was brought in that was in a real bad shape.
Is that Bartha?
Can you quickly describe him for me?
Can I? You know, Bartha's on numerous WhatsApp groups I would be in for, like, your work dues and stuff. I'm just going to forward an image of this person.
Sure,
to Bartha.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really supposed to.
Yeah, well, I'm
Bartha. Hi, it's Gordon. I'm police.
No, I know. I think, like, definitely I would know that the police can't be involved in this kind of thing.
Yeah, a hospital would have to get warrant. Like, it's
Look, I'm just, all I want to know is this the person?
From what you're describing, I mean, yeah, he came in with, like, a real ugly flannel t-shirt. Like, why would you wear that on a date? And yeah, he was in real bad shape.
He was alone?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Somebody found him on the side of the road and called.
Do you know where he was found?
Yeah, you said you're on Shelby Street. He was about, like, 3 blocks from there.
Is he there? I'm doing that thing where I'm talking over your phone conversation. Is he there?
Thank you, Bartha. I'll be in soon. I hang up, he's like, he's in there. He's in the hospital. By himself. Apparently he was picked up about 3 blocks over on Belby Street. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to
go to the hospital.
Can you see if there's any...
Just, can you find out where he was picked up and I'll go there?
Yeah, he was picked up over on Belby Street.
Okay, fine. Yeah, whatever. Sorry, I'm too stressed.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay, go. Here, look, take the keys. We're still in walking distance.
I've got my own car, remember?
Fuck, I thought I was in your car. Never mind. let's go. I'm stressed. I'm too stressed.
Yeah, you arrive at the hospital. You kind of sneak in to go to the kid's room.
Well, I've gone home.
Oh, you went home?
I'm gone home to get my Magnum.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then once I finish eating it, I'm going to get my gun.
Okay. Jesus Christ. For our American listeners, that is ice cream.
Not a condom.
Yeah. You can imagine my confusion when I moved here.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I go to the hospital.
I imagine you want to go to the kid's room, you know?
Yeah, I find out where he is.
Yeah.
I talk to Bartha.
Go into his room and he's like, oh, more doctors. Hey.
Yes, hi, sorry. You were on a date last night with my daughter.
With Allison?
Yes.
Yeah, weird girl. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, look, a bit of respect.
She punched me in the face.
Look, I'm going to gloss past that. I don't know you. I'm not going to say if you deserve it or not, but you both were seemingly very drunk. And
I don't know how that happened. Like, I don't remember anything. Like, I had one beer.
So, well, what happened to Allison afterwards?
I have no idea. Like, after she hit me, we went outside, and to be honest, even before we went outside, I can't remember anything.
Can I check his chart just to see kind of like if there was like what, if they have done like any sort of like screen or anything like that?
From the blood test, he was very clearly heavily drugged.
Drugged, okay. Is there like a particular drug that it was, or
it's just like a regular like roofie type?
Roofie, okay. Yeah. Okay. And so I would know that it's legit that he doesn't actually remember anything.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, fine. Just one, you're underage, so cop yourself on. I know you're using a fake ID.
I know. It was Allison's idea.
Look, I don't want to hear it. You're bringing a girl out. You need to protect her, okay? That's just how it should be.
Hey, I feel like she could protect me better, especially with that right hook. Who taught her that?
Well, she has her father to thank for that one. But look, you'll probably be discharged by the time I get in, but just look, keep an eye on yourself. If you know of...
Is Allison okay?
Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know where she is. That's why we came to talk to you. Yeah, so...
I'm sorry. Whoa.
What are you sorry for?
Like, I wish I could help. I mean, up until we had the date, like, she was, like, so nice and everything. And, I mean, I still don't know what happened to me, but, like, I mean, I don't want anything bad to have happened to her. I don't know. I think she was, like, pre-drinking before we went out because, like, she was drunk real quick.
Hmm.
Like, clearly nobody has talked to him about what has happened to him or anything, you know, at this point. Like,
Okay, well, look.
I just keep seeing the blood on your face.
You're welcome.
Look, okay. Thank you for that. And... I go to ring Gordon, but instead text to see if there's any update.
Just reached Belby. How about you?
Nothing from the kid. He was roofied.
All right. I'm going to ring O'Neill at the station. He works.
Fucking read Thompson, please.
No, because I need someone at the station. Thompson's out on beat.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, O'Neill, listen, it's Morris.
Yeah.
I need you to pull up the CCTV footage for 3rd and Belby, please.
Yeah, sure thing.
In around 3 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
You know Ali, my daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking. She was roofied last night. Came out this way with a young Caucasian, probably early teens, mid-teens maybe. He was pulled into the hospital.
Okay. Yeah, 1 second.
And...
cue hacker montage.
Yeah. They look it up, and what he reports to you seeing is the two still kind of having like a fight as they, you know, get to this area. And Allie goes to the edge and starts waving like she's trying to wave down a cab or something like that. But what is it seems to be, unfortunately, a car with no license plate at all.
Hmm.
Pulls up beside them, you know.
Clenching my fist in my pocket.
You can't really see anything of who's in it.
Mm.
Somebody driving. It looks like a broad-shouldered person, but that's all you can see. A door swings open, you know, she goes to the back. She gets in. The boy looks like he's pleading with her, you know, saying like, you know, oh, sorry about this, or, you know, we need to talk or whatever. And then it seems that he gets kicked in the gut from out of the car. As he tries to get into it, you don't know who kicked or anything like that. And he falls back into a bush where he lays until an ambulance comes to get him.
What are you doing,
Ali? To ask a meta question here, does it look like she was coerced into the car? You said like at the door swung open. Like,
no, she walked over
She waved down. Yeah.
She knew the person or the...
Potentially.
First off, I'm going to get O'Neill to send me that footage.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to send it to Isabel, and I'm going to text back, need to find out who called the ambulance. Because he got knocked down and an ambulance arrived without anybody calling it. which makes me think.
Well, cars were driving by, you know, and oh, okay.
It was
like
just
that.
Like a good Samaritan called.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Okay, fine.
They just landed that boy with a shitload of medical debt. Poor guy.
Then I just send the footage to Isabel. I'm going to go to that point in the video and see if I can't find anything on the ground.
Yeah, you don't need an observation roll for any of this. Unfortunately, it just looks like regular. Okay. You know, nothing.
I call back O'Neill.
Bring, bring, bring,
hello.
Bring.
Hey, O'Neill, listen, I need you to track that car as far as you can.
Yeah, I've been trying to look it up. The amount of Corsicas in this town, and it has no plates on it. I mean, I've tried to look at the CCTV as far as I can, but you know how it is. This is like the college side of town. It's not like there's a lot of...
Yeah, find the one with no reg and follow that if you can.
Been trying to, boss. We're doing what we can.
All right.
You know how long
put
these
out an APB
take.
On my daughter.
To be honest, I don't think we can do that, sir. She gets in willingly. She's 19 years old.
All right, who's on beat?
Well, Thompson. He says that you sent him out on beat.
Yeah, below Thompson's level.
Erickson.
Erickson.
Also another Swedish person.
Yeah.
Christ, Erickson of all fucking
we're in
people.
Sweden.
Yeah, we didn't specify the city.
Is there Louisiana in Sweden?
You guys actually aren't in Louisiana at the moment, so, yeah.
All right, fuck. Okay, Grant, that's fine. Look, O'Neill, keep trying. If there's anybody else sitting around, get them on it as well. This is Ali we're talking about.
You know, I know, sir, but, I mean, we're not seeing anything here that leads us to believe that, other than her getting pretty drunk, which there's nothing to say that she wasn't just pre-drinking ahead of time. You know how these kids do before their dates.
Well, then I tell you what, O'Neill, I want you to go backwards. Follow the car backwards, not forwards. See if it was hanging around the bar about 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
Thanks. Call me back when you have something. I'm going to start making a drive over to the hospital to get over to where Isabel is.
Okay.
Yeah, I come out, meet you outside.
Did you see the footage?
Yeah, what about your colleagues at the station? What are they doing?
It's fucking O'Neill. It's taken him an age to find his own glasses.
I mean, what's the point of you working there if you can't pull strings?
I am pulling strings. There's only two strings to pull at the moment, and I've pulled both of them, so we just have to wait and see what comes back.
I don't want to wait.
He's going to ring me any moment. What do you want to do?
Ring, ring.
O'Neill?
Hey, yeah, boss. Yeah, we think we know who the car belongs to as well.
What?
Yeah.
Well, just fucking stop preambling and tell me.
It's just Susie's car, and she was at the bar ahead of time. Well, at least her car was. Her car was at Savage's as well.
Ring Susie. What do you mean it's Susie's car?
Why am I ringing Susie?
Just ring Susie. It was her car.
Her friend Susie has a blue Corsica.
Susie.
Hey.
Sorry, O'Neill, I'm just on the other line.
Yeah.
Sorry, hang on, I need to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Ring, ring.
Are we in a group call?
No, it's just between me and you, Susie.
Hey.
Susie.
Yeah?
Sorry. No. Suzanne. Where's your car right now?
I don't know. Well, shouldn't your husband know that?
Why would my husband know where your car is? Are you at home?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
well,
I'm at the dorm.
Look out your window and see if your car is there.
What are you talking about?
Can you not?
Does your husband not do anything? I mean, I reported my car stolen 3 days ago.
Okay. Well, that's all you have to say.
What? Since when do I need to call and tell you that my car was stolen?
You don't need to call, but you just need to answer a simple question when you're asked.
I did.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye, Suzanne.
You should go to the gym more often.
Beep, beep. What's the...
Suzanne's car was stolen 3 days ago. She reported it.
So, of course, she got in the car. She recognized it.
Yes.
This is
probably
pre-planned, then. There's no... I
well, this
I
is
can't
your area.
Believe in coincidence in a situation like this. O'Neill.
Am I still on the phone?
Yes, you're still here.
Okay.
Where did the car come from?
We see it at the bar, and before that, I mean, we lose track of it, like, about an hour before that.
What are we even here for?
You know, we're not very well funded. And what we do get funded for, we tend to put into munitions.
Fuck. Yeah, I. Nice. I stroke the magnum on my hip and I go, right, fine.
None of us have very good training past 3 months at police college.
I know, yeah. I myself have only been on the force 8 months. And I'm a detective. All right, O'Neill, just keep this line clear, please.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Look, Isabel, this doesn't seem good. This seems premeditated to me. These people, they spiked her drink. They pulled up in a car she'd recognized. They had the car 3 days in advance, time enough to remove the plates. Bring, bring, O'Neill.
Yeah.
The plates. Have the plates been found anywhere?
No.
Beep, beep.
Fuck. Okay, well, so who's operating in the city like this? Come on.
Okay, none of the gangs I've been chasing are into this kind of thing. They're all just, it's all drugs, it's all territory. There's no kidnapping in this town to speak of. Bring, bring, O'Neill.
Yeah.
kidnapping statistics for the last few months.
Strangely, zero.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, we've been
so
all
so unlikely.
We've been all over that. Fuck. Okay.
Well, okay. Look, it was only a few hours ago that she got into the car. What direction did it go?
Well, it just merged into traffic, and O'Neill loses it then.
Oh yeah, but what general direction?
I mean, it would have head south down off on Shelby, right? If we're coming south for, or sorry, south, shout off, south off Belby, if we're coming down from Shelby.
Okay, well, fine. Look, we get O'Neill to confirm what we got, and we just drive and we go. We try and find.
I mean,
what else are we going to do?
An entire fucking city. What, are we just going to hit the interstate and hope we see her?
Do you have a better idea?
Yes, I do. We stop and come up with a plan ahead of time.
Well, what is your plan then? Look, you sit here and plan. You do whatever you need to do with planning. I'm going. Okay?
Ring, ring. Hello? Is this my phone or my wife's?
It's your phone.
Hello. Who is this?
Hey, it's Thompson.
Thompson. Listen, Thompson.
Hey.
Shit's hit the fan.
O'Neill just filled me in on what's going on.
Okay, hey, yeah. What have you got?
Buddy, you know how these go. I mean, you've worked cases like this yourself.
Yeah.
Even though we said there was no
we
kidnapping.
We did.
Ever,
we worked them all. We reduced them to zero. How has this happened?
Yeah, we were a good team.
We put all our funding into munitions and kidnapping. How has this fucking
back
happened?
Back in the 80s, we or whatever. look, you know how this goes. And you know what we always say. Parents, go home. Try and just relax. You're not going to do anything on your own. I know it's impossible to relax, but we've got this covered, boss.
How have you got this covered? I literally just went through the entire system.
You know that all you're going to do is, with your stress, you're just going to make things worse. You know that's exactly what you've said to every other parent.
I have too stress right now. No, I pop half a Xanax. I'm staying on this. Sorry. It's not happening.
You know that Sergeant's going to kick you off.
Fuck him. It's my daughter.
All right. I'll keep that in mind, but we know you're going to have to keep
doing
this.
Where are you right
now?
Who else is working on this?
You know you're going to have to do this off the record.
Who else have you... Yeah, that's fine. Off the record is fine.
It's like an 80s buddy cop movie.
But listen.
Yeah, you're not part of this anymore.
But listen. Sergeant's going to kick you off of this. How about you head home and I'll send you what information I can.
Yeah, fine. Beep, beep. What was his name again? What did I call him?
Thompson.
It was Thompson.
I'm gone.
All right. Okay. Bring, bring. O'Neill. I actually thrust O'Neill a
lot
more than Thompson. Hey.
Hey, M.
What?
Sergeant is telling me I need to stop answering the calls from you.
Fine. Yeah, fine. Okay. Beep, beep. I walk to the payphone.
And you get a phone call.
Sergeant.
Yeah, you know why I'm calling you.
It's my daughter, Sarge.
I know. And you know exactly what we say to everybody.
Yeah, I know what we say. But I also know what we do.
And you know it's also the best way to do it.
Who have you got on it?
We got the best. We're pulling Thompson off beat because we know that he helped reduce kidnapping to zero. O'Neill's doing what he does best.
Answering phones.
But also, you gotta remember that, like, Ali's been acting up, you know?
Has Ali been acting up? Sorry, Sarge.
She's been arrested 3 times this year.
Sarge, look, that's neither here nor there. Ali didn't spike her own drink. You understand what's going on?
I know.
You know as well as I do. This is premeditated.
We don't know that for sure.
Come on. A coincidence like this. Her friend's car. 3 days before. The plates pulled off it. A drink. Roofied. That nobody has any idea about.
We don't know if she was pre-drinking ahead of time.
Ring, ring. Susie?
You're not going to hang up on Sarge.
No, I'm not hanging up on Sarge. Sorry, one second.
You have 2 phones.
No, but I have a modern phone that can do 2 things.
So you're putting Sarge on hold.
Sarge, one second.
You're on the payphone.
Yeah, sorry. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to see what the crack is with her. I'm going to see what was happening with her friends that night. I'm going to go home, but, like, just keep me posted, all right?
All right, but you know you can't be working on this. You know it's too close to the chest. We can't have you barging into bars, roughing up people.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Sarge.
Do you?
No idea.
You know?
No idea at all.
You know
that
how this gets. You know
something a savage would do.
You know why we always tell the dads to stay home. It just makes it worse. We can't have you messing up the leads.
Well, why are you on the phone to me then? Please go and take care of this, Sarge. Come on.
All right.
Has everything I've done been for nothing?
Can I trust you?
Yeah, you can trust me.
Okay.
It's me.
Go home.
It's fucking Gordon James.
Yeah, and that's why I'm asking you 3 times.
Fine.
What? Lie to me 3 times, or can I trust you?
You know the answer to that. Beep, beep.
Okay, so you're calling Susie?
Yeah.
Calling me twice in 1 day. Hi, Mr. M.
Susie, cut the shit. Were you pre-drinking?
Ooh, I like
night?
When you talk like that.
Susie,
me?
Stop.
I'm
Susie.
Drinking every day. Duh.
Jesus. Jesus fucking Christ. Susie, you can't talk to me on the phone like that. Right, listen, hey, was Ali pre-drinking last
Why
night?
Why are you calling me from a payphone? Is this so Mrs. M won't know? Ooh.
Christ.
No. Ali would be so mad.
Were you pre-drinking with Ali last night? Do you know if Ali was pre-drinking?
Yeah, duh. She had like, I don't know, 2 cocktails? She was like, oh no, I think this is like going to be a good one, so I don't want to be drunk.
Who else was there?
I don't know, like a couple of the other girls from the sorority.
Christ. Okay, can you...
I can't believe our daughter is in the sorority. We failed so much as parents.
I decided that right now.
Honestly, let's just give up. okay, look. How many were there? Can you remember?
I don't know. Like, there was probably like 4 of us. Everybody was like cheering for her.
4 of you. And...
More between like 4 and like 12.
Like
I don't know.
Sorority girls, have you got photos? Come on.
No.
Just pull up the fucking Bebo and...
No, you know the rules. You don't post a girl's date outfit before she does. And Ali hasn't posted anything.
Suzanne. Ali is potentially in a lot of trouble.
Aren't we all?
No, not like Ali right now. Ali has been roofied. She's gone to ground and her date was found bloodied in the hospital.
Bloodied?
Oh, Christ.
I don't think
Are there any other sorority girls there I can speak to? No, wrong question.
he does not go to help.
Yeah. Ali, look, I just need to know who was there last night. Names.
So, you have this conversation with her. You go on and you have multiple calls with multiple sorority girls.
This is... I'm so glad I'm doing this.
All ending in nothing. You... call other bars, you call car dealerships, you call anything you can think of, impound places to try and find the car. Everything seems to be coming up as a dead end, including a lot of places that are saying the cops have already called me. You've starting to receive multiple calls from your sergeant, and the sun goes down, the sun comes up, the sun goes down. This happens countless times. You've lost track of time. You've signed yourself off of work with your stress from this.
have 2 stress.
And
I probably also have 2 stress.
And Isabel, you continue to go in to work every day and pretend like nothing's going on until you get home and do what you can to help as the days go by.
I think I leave for work like 2 hours early every day and just drive around the city. Mm.
It's
fucking heartbreaking.
The days turn into weeks, into months. It's no longer February. It's no longer March, April. The summer passes. It is now the second day of October. And you hear a ring on your phone. And it is Thompson.
What? Hey, buddy. Now, don't hang up on me because I've got to tell you something. So, we're always held back by this red tape. And there's a guy in town today. And we think he knows about Allie.
What's his name?
His name's Max. And here's the thing. We can't go question him. And I know Sarge doesn't want you to do this, but he's kind of a rough character. So, remember back in the days we don't like to talk about, the way we used to get answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But I didn't say anything. I didn't hear anything. He's at the Templar Bar.
Templar Bar.
And he's there tonight.
Beep. I take the Magnum. I take a crowbar that I slide down the inside of my cop coat, and I head to the Templar Bar.
Yeah. You arrive and you see...
Do you tell me that you're going?
I do not.
Mm. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you see a skeezy guy sitting at the bar matching the description.
Max?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Max, your delivery's here.
What? My delivery?
Yeah, it's just outside. Come on.
Oh, my delivery. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Take him out the back door.
You're a weird looking one.
Yeah, you and me both, sister.
Goes with you.
I get him out in the alley.
Mm-hmm.
Crowbar to the knee.
Whoa! I mean, yeah. Like, honestly, normal response.
I'm not even going to make you roll close combat for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you hit him.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Max, I'm here for answers. I need to know.
What do you want
to
know?
I need my daughter was taken. I need to know. By who?
Oh,
she was taken,
God.
What, nine months? Oh, where are we now?
8 months ago.
8 months ago.
Oh, Jesus, don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Yeah, well, you better start talking or you're going to be talking to Jesus fucking soon.
I don't know their name. I don't know their name.
What? A Corsica without the plates.
Yeah.
On Belby.
Yeah, I was told to steal a certain car.
You were driving the fucking car?
Yeah.
Okay, crowbar pressure on the knee.
What are you doing?
Where the fuck did that car go?
I was just told to take it to Louisiana.
Fucking Louisiana?
Yeah. Or just...
Who told you?
That's all the Ray in space.
What?
It was going back to the start of the episode.
Okay. Space Louisiana. No, that's Louisiana.
Sorry, yeah, I can...
Christ.
I'm just told to take her out there and drop her by the Robinson farm. I was told it was one of her friends out there.
Robinson, yeah, okay, fine. Fucking, and the guy you kicked out of the car?
She did that.
No, she didn't. Some fucker came out of the car and kicked him.
No, she tried to get in the car with her, and she kicked him right in the chest.
Oh, it was her that kicked him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. good woman, I guess. Fuck. Okay, what happened? Where did you go?
I just took her there, and they said they were friends of the family, and...
You saw someone there?
Yeah!
Who? What? Give me a description, right now.
I don't know, just some fucking hillbilly.
Fucking hillbilly has my daughter?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that the type you run with?
Do I look like the type who runs with fucking hillbillies in Louisiana?
You got a weird mustache, so maybe.
You're about to have a weird fucking mustache when I beat the upper lip off you.
Hey, I've told you what I know. I told you what I know. Let me out of here.
If I see you in the city again, I will take the other knee and shove it into your eye. You understand me?
Yeah, loud and clear, boss.
Yeah, hobble the fuck away. I go straight to the hospital.
Okay.
Gordon, what are you doing here?
I know where she is.
What?
She's in Louisiana. Fucking Pepperidge Farm. I remember. It's a little American humor for you.
What the fuck are you doing in Louisiana?
I don't know. Some fucking rat named Max drove her down there to meet some fucking hillbillies.
Oh, this girl's... Okay, no, well... Let's go.
Yeah, bring fucking any medical kit you can. Drugs. I don't know. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, fine.
Your car or mine? We take the two?
Yeah, we take the two.
Yeah, fine. Look, you've got the fucking hatchback. It's better if we need to lay her in the back.
Well, look, let's hope it's not going to come to this, all right? All
right, fine. Let's fucking go, yeah.
Jump into the
now
first.
Is not the fucking time, all right? Now's not the fucking time. We know where she is. Come on.
Yeah, okay, we're going. Look, I'm...
Fine.
Bartha, I gotta go.
Welcome to the state of Louisiana. A land...
Where the horror really begins.
A land of meth... Misery and misogyny.
Very good. Well done.
It's great. I'm upset, but I love it.
So you drive all through the night.
That was actually very good.
Thank you. It takes you a while to get there, and you come upon the Robinson Farm, which just looks like a regular farm. You know, you're starting to get into swampland at this point, but there's a farm kind of on the edge of the swamp.
I mean,
you drive up.
Are the lights
and
on?
You see a farmer out in his field with his sheep.
Hey, how's it going?
Howdy.
You from around here? This your farm?
Yeah, this is my farm.
Many you living here?
Just me and the wife.
Just Mrs. Robinson?
Yeah.
Well, hello. Here's to her.
Yeah. Cheers.
Listen, I don't want to play my hand right off the bat.
So what you looking for? We don't really see.
Look, my wife and I are looking to stay here for a while. You got somewhere you can put someone up?
Yeah, of course.
I'm giving you real like weird side eye.
Underneath the line of the window, I'm just like, cut that fucking.
Sorry,
just fucking cut that.
I don't. You know, a man's business is his own, so I don't want to pry, but. If you guys are driving down this far, you know the road don't connect no more going out this way. If you go out this way, you're only going to end up with them crazies.
What do you mean them crazies?
You know, there was a town down the way called Connersville. And, they done closed themselves off. And they all gone real religious-like.
Okay, I nod to this moment. Like, Google Connersville. How far down is that?
Oh, I hate it. It's only about like 3 miles from here. Well, you see how it stops being real road, turns into old dirt road here.
Yeah, it's kind of
right on into the swamp.
It turned into dirt road a long time ago.
I mean, we offered, like, the government offered so many times to turn that into actual fields out there instead of swampland, but they wanted to keep it swampland, and now look what they done with themselves.
Look, I'm gonna level with you here. My daughter was brought here 9 months ago, 8 months ago.
Oh.
She was picked up by...
Did she join?
What do you mean, did she join? She was brought here, drugged against her will.
Is that how they're doing it?
What do you mean,
how
they doing
it? I always think it's weird that there's more and more people joining.
Fuck, I wish I wasn't out of my jurisdiction. Although I have a fist, so everything is in my jurisdiction. What do you mean? I need you to level... Look, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean, people joining?
You say you're jurisdiction... Are you a cop? Oh,
no.
I would love if the government starts getting involved with this. We got to get them shut down. I hate them people living
by me. Mr. Robinson, I need you to focus and tell me what is happening.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. There's a goddamn cult over there.
A cult?
Yeah. Who else done lock themselves up like that?
How many people are there?
Well, I don't know. The whole town of Connersville. They all done locked themselves in.
The entire fucking town?
Look around. Connersville population, I'm like reading like the Wikipedia,
like
entry. Eight,
like 100 people.
Like, what? It's just a shitty fucking backwater town.
Okay, so some fucking parade of hicks have put a wall around their houses and now start thinking they're fucking cult.
Yeah,
was it?
Well, it was that new preacher came in. They are all real excited about him. He came up here 100 times, bringing me flyers, asking me to join in.
Join? Have you got any of them flyers?
Oh no, we don't throw them out. We burn our
what
trash
did they
out
say?
Here. Oh, just say...
Don't burn your trash.
Well, no, that's what we all do out here.
Don't do that. Bring it to the proper
city slickers thinking that there's, okay, 3 hours from here. Yeah. You gonna bring my trash for me?
If I just fucking store it. Not important. Listen, what are they doing? What do the flyers say?
Something about the end of the world coming and, you know, regular, like, religious wacko
typical
stuff.
Yeah, well,
you know what?
Christian Hick bullshit.
Fucking like, right about that. All right, look, thank you for your time. All right, yeah, we're gonna head on down there and get our daughter back. Fuck, that's an infectious accent.
Good luck. It's there are weird ones out there.
You said there's a wall around it?
Oh, yeah, they don't wall themselves up completely.
Completely, there's no gate, there's no fucking...
Yeah, well, you get in through the church, I think.
Okay, fine. Look, thank you for your time. And for what it's worth, you fucking keep the rubbish in a shed and you organize a van every month to go out to it.
Okay,
community effort. Look.
I'll send the bill to you to get, you know, garbage trucks out here.
Send it fucking courtesy of O'Neill. Right, listen, we gotta get down there.
Yeah, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, so you drive.
Wait, sorry.
And, it becomes absolutely a dirt road, not kept up at all. And you go deeper and deeper and deeper into the swamp. It looks like, you know, no maintenance on any of these fields or anything has been done whatsoever. Mm. It just gets worse and worse. The only raised area being there where the road is.
Sorry, before we arrive, I want to put a call into Federal.
I don't think that's a good idea to tell Sergeant you're chasing
not Sergeant. Federal. Like, I'm gonna call the fucking federal agency and let them know. And, bring, bring.
And basically it goes that they're like, yeah, we hear complaints about it.
It's sure. Look, this is my fucking, I am fucking Gordon James Morris. I'm a detective with the
we'll call your supervisor and, you know,
take
the report. Yeah.
Don't take the report. Look, just fucking tell. I'm telling you, they're kidnapping children.
Is this from your jurisdiction that you're...
No, this isn't from my jurisdiction. This is... Whose jurisdiction is it?
Well, it would be the police department in that area.
Okay, fine. Well, rendezvous with them.
Probably just fucking local sheriff or something, is this?
We'll take your report and we'll...
Okay, yeah, that was about as useful as it probably would have been in real life.
Yeah.
Probably
more because they're not.
Give me your phone.
And religious cults are.
I ring again off the other number. Ring, ring. Hello. Yeah, look, I'm looking. They're keeping immigrants here.
Oh my god. Now, listen. This is the second call I've had in a row about this place, and from what we can tell, this is the whitest of all white religious cults. So there's no way we think there's going to be any immigrants in there whatsoever. Unless they were immigrating from Sweden, which is perfectly legal.
I'm very popular in here.
How do you think they're funding the thing? They're bringing immigrants in and letting them into the country through this place.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so you drive up and as you get deeper in, you see this huge wall, probably like 3 stories high.
Jesus.
Yeah, big wall.
Okay.
And you see a very, very small building inside of it with, or like at the front of it where the road ends, and there's a little cross on it. But on the other side of the wall, you can see the top of a steeple for a church.
Right, well, I am also a little cross, so this can go well. we're going to make our way up to like that little...
The opening, the door.
The postern, as it were.
Yeah, you go in, it's this little room, you know, there's carpet in there and everything, and there is a door with a sign that basically says, you know, entrance to the chapel. You know, with a little thing, a greeting being like, welcome, you know, we would love to have you be part of our flock. Feel free to ring this bell and we will, you know, let you in, and we would love to meet you and to talk with you. I'm very friendly, happy.
I'm going to text,
of course,
Isabel.
Okay.
Make it look like we're waiting, but I'm going to text and just say, how should we play this? We can't go in all guns blazing.
Are you going to ring the bell?
Not yet. Okay. Should we pretend we're interested?
No. Not interested in these.
They're not going to let us in to investigate.
we just... They're a bunch of idiots, okay? Fucking walling themselves in away from all of sort of reality.
Yeah, you're right.
We go in, we just ask to see our daughter. I don't know, like, we've come all this way. It's been 8 fucking months. Let's just...
Fine.
Why are we waiting?
Ding, ding.
And a little old lady opens the door and says,
well, hi there. Would you all like to join?
See, you could easily kill her.
We have a sermon. We have a service going on right now.
And you can hear the singing, which is, it's called sacred harp singing. It's this religious thing in the States where they don't want to use instruments or anything. So you basically get this effect of people finding a general note and singing along with it. So you hear all that going in the background. She's like,
yeah, like, where sermon is about to start. So if you all just follow me, I'll just take you to the back here.
And are you going to follow her?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to follow
her. You go through and you actually find yourselves like kind of behind the stage at the front of a church. Like clearly everyone comes in from the other side. So you're like at the side and suddenly every eye can see you. And when they do, people start like clapping and singing even louder. And she leads you to the back. And as they finish their song, a man, trench coat, had greasy hair pushed back and kind of parted. He steps up and goes, my children, it's so good to see you today. Oh, I remember just like in Mark 6:34, when I first saw this massive crowd when I moved here, and my heart was moved with pity. I saw that you all were like sheep without a shepherd. And so I stayed here and began to teach you many things. Amen, amen. Oh, praise the Father. And we have grown in such ways. Now listen, my sheep, hear my name and you follow me, just like John 10:27. And we continue to grow together in Christ. And we grow stronger and stronger. Because we know that the end of times is upon us, brothers and sisters. We know that those trumpets will begin to be sounded, that the bowls will be spilled. For we know, it's in Revelation 8:7, the first angel, he sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. A third of the earth burned up. A third of the trees were burned up. And all of the green grass, brothers and sisters, was burned up. And we all know back in my dark times in college, I would have been very upset about all that grass being burned up. Yep, yep. Brother Johnson, I know you know what I mean there. Oh, those were dark times, weren't they? Oh, but we are stronger. And we see that that first trumpet is about to be sounded. And we see the signs that the fourth bowl will be spilled. The fourth angel to pour his bowl on the sun. And the sun was allowed to scorch the people with fire. And they were seared by the intense heat. And they cursed the name of our God, who had control over the plagues. But still, brothers and sisters, they refused to repent and to glorify him. Then I saw the dead in my dreams, just like Paul. I saw them standing before the throne, and their books of their life were opened. So was the book of life, brothers and sisters. And they were judged according to what they had done. And anyone whose name was not written in that book, they were thrown into the lake of fire. Oh, I see these things in my dreams at night, and I know you do as well, brothers and sisters. The end of times is coming. And I pray, and I pray, and I ask, Lord, when will you return to us? We see the trumpets sound, and we see the bowls being spilled. When will you return to us and take us away? Oh, but we know, don't we, brothers and sisters? Amen. He has answered, hasn't he? Amen, amen. For the mother, she is with child, isn't she? A holy virgin to return our Savior. And that child
will raise us into the heavens. That child will take us to our new home, where it is daylight everlasting. The world may burn below us, but we will rest with him until we arrive to our new home. Pray with me, brothers and sisters. And they pray, and he preaches some more, and then they all file out. And you see him standing there looking at you all. He goes, oh, new members of my flock, please come forward. I would like to meet you.
You have your gun, right?
I have the gun and the crowbar.
Okay.
And 9 bullets. You know what? I've been looking forward to meeting you, too. I stride up, getting his grill a little bit.
Hello there. Hey. What is your name?
Not important. You have my daughter.
Your daughter?
Allison.
Has she joined our flock? Allison. Oh. Isabel. Gordon. I've heard so much about you.
That's good. All good, I hope. Now bring me my daughter.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that. She would love to have you all here. She must be thrilled. Oh, she was calling us so much before she came here. Oh, it was so great to have her finally show up at our door and to join in with the flock. What a great member of our society. Now you're Isabel. I've heard about your struggles with how work is all you can think about. And now you wish to put that away and to be at peace. Gordon, you never sleeping well at night, I've heard. But now you can be at peace, brother. And he puts his hand on you.
I keep having dreams of strangling priests.
Oh, I have had those dark times in my life as well.
Forgive me, we have not heard your name.
I am the father, and I look after my flock here.
Just the father.
Well, in this situation, I am the father, and I would very much like to see my daughter right now.
She would love to see you. Yes. Please take a seat. Please take a seat. Now.
Are you going to bring Allison to us?
Oh, absolutely.
Allison! I'm shouting into the back room now.
There's no need to raise your voice. I don't know why you are so upset.
I'm assuming
upset.
We also didn't see Allison in
the congregation.
She's not in the congregation. Yeah. Now. I don't know why you are so upset coming here. For this is a peaceful place. This is a nice place. We protect our flock from those dark times that are coming.
Peaceful place.
So tell me.
He is purposely interrupting you.
I'm sorry.
Every time.
Okay. Yeah.
So tell me, what has changed your minds to come here? I know Allison so desperately wanted you all to join with her.
Well, that's interesting because we haven't heard from Allison for 8 months.
Oh, she threw away her desire to be, you know, tied to the outside world. It brought her nothing but pain and suffering.
And you, as a so-called father, would not want her to speak to her family?
Well, that was always her choice. She could have called if she wanted. We don't take those things. We think that they're not a good idea because there's nothing but pain and suffering outside these walls. But that was her choice.
Well, look, where is she?
She's in with the rest of her people.
Can you please bring her to us?
Well, absolutely. Now, would you all pray with me for just a second?
Honestly,
this will make things better. We need to have a purified soul before we go in.
I feel like I would not be respecting this situation. I'd be on my feet. Like, the respect I have for him and his church right now is not having the gun in my
hand. Listen, Gordon. Allison has told me so much that the reason she wanted to come here was she just saw suffering in the two of you and she had to get away. Now Allison will want to see you, but she, do you think she wants to see you as this angry shouting man that she left? Is that the father that you want to be to her, or do you want to
hold on? I don't give a fuck how she wants to see me, but she will see me, and she will see me right
now. You have broken that relationship with her and she wants to repair it.
Look, this is a family matter. This does not concern you.
Listen, it does because she is part. We are all part of God's family. We are all brothers and sisters. She has come here under my protection.
You know what? This hick is running his mouth too much. I'm gonna grab him.
As soon as you start to move,
yeah.
two of you sitting there, and you begin to get up. And unfortunately, you feel the crack of a rifle on the back of your head. And that is the end of episode one.
Well, shit, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, honestly, was expecting worse, but...
No. The potential for what is coming in episode two.
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, the springboard here...
Yeah.
It's a lot more depressed than the one
No,
in Whispering Ashes
and,
1.
And like a springboard, it's a very high height to fall from.
And like, what's all this shit about the fucking...
The mother.
And
I mean,
that's when I took the stress dice.
Yeah,
that's when I took fucking stress. Yeah,
as I was preaching, they both took stress dice, which I thought was very funny.
This fucker goes out and writes a fucking...
I don't actually have them, though.
No, get them away. I have two stress.
No, you don't have them anymore.
Yeah, you didn't have them. You've been driving for hours and everything.
Listen to me, though.
I'm listening.
This fucker wrote a sermon.
Yeah, I know.
Was it good? Do you feel...
No, it wasn't terrible. Good.
Like, it's fucking shit.
Do you feel pushed to repent?
No.
No, I feel damaged in my brain already.
Yeah.
Look at him with his face covered in blood.
I know. It was that moment when he's like, this is a place of peace and innocence or some whatever you said. I was like, I can't... Your face is literally dripping with blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Jesus Christ. Like, and then there was something else he said that hit. Slightly
off,
and by slightly I mean about as far off as you can get without falling right off.
So thanks guys. So that was episode one, and now you've got to stay here in my house as we get ready for episode two.
Yeah,
I think I speak for both of us when I say, "Fuck you, you weirdo."
Yeah,
Jesus loves you.